Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Cover crops provide dual-purpose benefits of soil health improvement and livestock forage production. For some crop producers, cover crops' value is based on the plants protecting the soil from water and wind erosion, along with improving soil structure, increasing organic matter, and enhanced field water infiltration. Bonus values may focus on potential nutrient recycling from the cover crops to lower commercial fertilizer costs. Based on forage production, livestock producers may assign their highest cover crop values to potential alternative pastures or haying. This becomes even more important when their perennial grass ranges have delayed spring growth or grazed rangeland needs extended rest periods due to summer drought. In Nebraska, cereal rye is the most common fall-planted cool season grass species cover crop. The highest biomass usually occurs when rye is seeded in August or early September, then grazed in spring prior to the soft dough head development. However, rye can be late planted after Thanksgiving and still provide good spring forage. Other fall-seeded cool-season grass cover crops might include winter wheat, triticale, barley, and oats. Although the oats are preferred for building beneficial fungi soil health, these plants will likely winter kill. Brassicas like turnips, canola, and radishes, along with small-seeded legumes, will provide good extended grazing when warm-season plants are grazed off in late summer or early fall. Turnips are often overlooked as a lower-cost tuber crop, which can maintain their nutrient value longer after a killing frost than radishes. Canola can provide fall and winter grazing and regrazing in the spring if the winter cold conditions are not too severe. Radish tubers can provide good winter grazing and possibly improve soil tilth, but they typically will not overwinter. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, this is Nebraska Extension Irrigation, Cropping System, and Forage Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.